Hello.
Hello, my name is Kayla. We're turning your call for customer support. May I help you?
Is this the place where I just left the message to call me back?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thanks. I didn't think that thing worked. All right, I have a who do you work for, by the way? 'Cause I got a charge on my credit card and I don't remember it. So I'm trying to figure out who you guys are.
Well,
All
we
it says is Deluxe Easy, and then it gives a phone number, and that's the number I called.
Are a third-party call center that assists with over hundreds of different products and assists with multiple companies. If you could provide me with some information, I would be more than happy to assist you.
Well, I'll provide you with whatever I feel is necessary, but maybe, I don't know, I just got a charge for $49.97.
Okay, can I get that zip code, please?
81301.
81301, correct?
81301.
Okay, and your first and last name?
My first name is Steve. My last name is Thiefault. T as in Tom, H-Y, F as in Frank, A-U-L-T.
Thiefault.
F as in Frank, A-U-L-T, yes.
Okay, for security purposes, can I get you to verify that shipping address?
Well, 87 Allen Road, Durango, Colorado.
Okay, so one. August the 31st of 2021, you ordered a neck massager for $6.70, correct?
I ordered, say, okay, this is 1-6. January 6th is the transaction date.
Oh, for a neck massager, correct.
For what? Now, what did I order?
It's a neck massager. Massager.
What kind of massager?
It's a neck massager for your neck.
Are you saying neck?
Yes, sir. NECK.
Okay, it's very hard to understand your accent. I'm sorry. I can't understand how I could have been charged for that. That wasn't supposed to be a, that was some kind of a thing that you got through a thing that
Online.
offers you, they offer you like a gift. You pick one out.
Yes, sir.
And then they turn around and charge you for it, plus the thing never worked the minute I got it. So
Okay,
I'm
sir.
trying to figure this out. Oh God, what a scam. This is a scam. So
Okay, so you said the product never worked, correct? You could have
no, it
called.
never worked.
Okay, you could have called in, and we do offer to send out another product and let you try it out for you. If you called in and assist us with the product not working, or if you're missing something with the product, we offer to send it out to see if the product is the best fit for you.
Where
But
can I ask you a quick question, if I might? In no disrespect, where are you from? Where am I calling, actually?
California.
I'm just so having a hard time understanding what you say.
Well,
Okay.
you in
All I'm telling you is I got this charge for $49.97. I went ahead and paid it. But then I just started thinking, I don't remember this. I never remember buying this. And it says that I, so that's this, and I do remember though, some little cheap little neck massager thing that didn't work. It's probably cost whoever a buck, and it doesn't work. I don't even know if I threw it away. I still have it. And then I get this charge, which I wasn't supposed to. It was one of those things where all you do is pay shipping and handling, which was $6 or something like that. So this doesn't make a bit of sense to me. What do I do here? How do I get a hold of the company that sent it to me and charged me for it?
Sir, so with the neck massage, you said basically it doesn't work, correct? I can reach
you out. Yes, I already said that.
I can reach you out a neck massager and give you a 35% discount on your last charge and cancel that account for it.
Boy, God dang it, I'm frustrated here. I don't want it. I don't want another one. They're cheap as can be. When I finally saw what it was, it's like a big Band-Aid with a battery in it. I shouldn't have ordered it. It's a waste. But it didn't work. But I wasn't supposed to be charged anything for it. Now I get a $50 charge.
Yes, sir. I totally understand. But after you paid for the $670, it has in the terms and conditions that you will be billed 48 hours later after signing up bill for a charge of $49.99 each month that you enroll. You have to cancel within 48 hours.
That's just a scam. It's got to be borderline illegal. So I get charged that much money every month?
Yes, sir. That's why you.
Oh no!
Every
we got.
Month.
Yeah, that's not right. That's got to be almost illegal. I probably should turn this over to my attorney and have him look into this, because that I didn't sign up to do anything that I get charged $50 a month on. That's not right. I need to be taken off of whatever this is immediately. Immediately.
Sir, I can cancel this account and get you a full refund back on that last charge.
Thank you. Cancel me immediately.
Okay, give me 1 second while I get you canceled and give you a confirmation code. That refund will take 3 to 5 business days, okay, sir?
Say it again. 3 to 5 days?
Business days.
Business days, okay.
Yes.
What is your name?
My name is Kayla, K-A-Y-L-A.
Okay, and Kayla, who are... I'm trying to get all this written down here now. This is 214 and 959. And who you are? I got the phone number I called. What company do you work for, Kayla?
We are a third-party call center, so we assist with over 100 different products.
Okay.
We have our own company. We use a third-party company.
Okay. All right, and you're in California.
Yes,
I'm just writing I'm writing all of this down because I'm very, very close with my attorney, and they actually specialize in these kind of things. So I'm just trying to. And he'll ask me all this information. I do have the phone number I called. You did call me back, so that's on my phone. Okay. Yeah, I did not sign up to be charged $50 a month for anything. I am so glad I called, because if it would have shown up again this month, that would have been not good.
Okay, give me 1 second so I can give you a confirmation call, okay?
I'm giving you as many seconds as you need. Oh, boy.
Okay, that confirmation code will be C as in Charlie.
Okay.
258.
Okay.
462.
Okay.
311.
258.
Mm-hmm.
462. 311.
Yes. Correct.
Is that supposed to be a phone number?
No, that is the confirmation code. It's like a Walmart receipt. It's just for your security purposes. You might have like a signal to your attorney. So it's just anything that you can call back this number and just give us your order ID. We can pull up your account.
Okay. So you're canceling me this, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I canceled your account.
Cancel. Okay. How do I get proof of that? How do I get a proof that you canceled me and that you're going to refund me that charge? How do I get proof of all that?
Well, I can't send you an email within 24 to 48 hours. You will receive what your refund.
Okay. And do you
which
do that?
Take 3 to 5 business days.
Right, I understand. Okay, so you send it either by email, or what other way might you send it?
It's only by email,
only...
sir.
Okay, do you have my email?
Yes, sir.
Can you repeat it to me if you would?
COACH.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Okay.
All
thank
right.
You. Thank you for calling.
Kayla, thank you. Get that canceled. I don't want to see this charge again. I got this number now. I'll hang on to it. I'm going to wait until I get confirmation that you've canceled this. Then I'll hold off on taking it to my attorney. But if I do get another charge and I do see this, then I'm going to have to follow up on it because I did not sign up. When somebody offers you something and then you fill out a survey or whatever, and then you get to pick from 900 different little gifts, and then you pick one, you certainly, nowhere that I read did I sign up to be charged $50 a month for the next million months or whatever. That's just a scam, in my opinion. And I know it's not your scam, I don't think, but it's whoever you're working for. So I would like to be canceled, get that refund, and be done with this, and I thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You, bye, thank you.
Mm-hmm. It is. That's one of my things.